You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Newbury, Doncaster and Lingfield in the afternoon. We've also got all-weather racing to come from Newcastle and Dundalk on Friday evening. You can hear every race live and in full with expert betting tips and advice in the company of Gordon Brown, Ross Briley and Paddy Aspel from 1:40pm on Racing Radio. But before all that, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on Friday's edition of the podcast is Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmers?
Very good afternoon to you, Sam. I'm in great form and again, just I've caught that Cheltenham fever.
You're not everybody, caught it?
I've caught it,
Oh, yeah. You have caught it?
Oh, I've caught it. I'm bubbling inside. I'm getting giddy and G'd up, ready for the big festival, which is creeping ever closer, just 12 days away now, aren't we?
Indeed.
Goodness gracious me. It's like the 12 days before Christmas for me.
Yes.
Can't wait. Do you not sleep on a night, Sam, getting ready for Cheltenham?
I'm normally pretty busy at Cheltenham, though, so I'm normally working that hard up to Cheltenham.
That you get tired?
Sleep like a log, yeah. But I do get excited in the hour or two build up to the Supreme.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Cheltenham when that row goes up?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Cheltenham a few times, two or three times. It is really, really something to behold. Not just for horse racing, but for all sport, I would say.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable atmosphere.
And that noise, as I say, when they let those tapes go up for that opening race, it's amazing, amazing. Yeah. Puts the hairs on your neck to stand on end.
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
Certainly does. You've been poring over the handicap weights, Pimmers, over the last couple of days?
I wouldn't say I've been poring over them, no. No, I mean, very, very difficult, isn't it? To be fair, it's a thankless task, that handicapping job, because you can never please anybody.
Yeah.
But they always seem to do a very, very good job. And again, very rarely do they get it wrong. They never usually let something in what looks a very, very attractive mark and it goes and gets the job done. But yeah, Giggins Down stood by the word and took their top weights out of the Grand National, which
they did,
certainly came as no surprise. But they've still got a strong hand in it, to be perfectly honest, as well.
Still got about seven or eight runners in it, have they not?
So, you know, they've got one or two, Road to Riches, Lord Scoundrel, Rogue Angel, all with, you know, bits of chances. So I think, you know, I don't think somehow Mr. Giggins Town will not have a runner at all in the race, do you?
No, I agree. Well, we said that last week, didn't we?
Yeah,
I think it'd be very unlikely that they wouldn't send any.
I think he'll have something in there, that is for sure. But yeah, the complex of that race just changed a little bit. Now Carlingford Lock is going to be the top weight. But again, we're jumping the gun a little bit there, thinking about the National. We've obviously got the festival first, and those handicaps look very, very tricky indeed. And as I say, 12 days to go, those rate trainers and owners of those high-profile horses, they'll be having sleepless nights, young fella. Don't you worry about that.
I can imagine.
And every morning when they go down, they'll be checking the horse every time he's been out to exercise. You know, as long as he sounds, as long as we get there, let's get there.
Yeah.
Then everything else after that will be a bonus, you know. So, it's exciting times ahead for us punters, but I'd say, you know, a little bit nervy times for those connected with those big players.
Yeah, quite right. Interesting, actually, that one of the best handicapped horses, or seemingly one of the better handicapped plots, is Tombstone, who's got an entry in the Coral Cup and is also engaged in the County Hurdle, who runs in those colours of Giggins Town House Third. Is this Phil Smith relenting a little bit in the wake of the Grand National weights? He's given one of their leading chances a nice mark.
I don't think it was Phil Smith, actually, who did this handicap.
Right,
I think it could have been David Dickinson. I mean, again, I'll stand corrected on that one. But yeah, I think it might have been the hurdles handicapper that's done that.
All right, okay.
But anyway, I can't see Mr. O'Leary relenting on that. He'll more than likely say, quite rightly so, we should only have that weight, you know what I mean? And again, I think you know, they've aired their dirty linen in public in the past. I don't think we want to go down that route anymore. Mm. But yeah, Tombstone does look attractive, doesn't he? That's for sure. And again, I think somebody said that Phil Smith could well be back onto Michael O'Leary's Christmas list. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, I bet he's a man who bears a grudge. Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah. In fact, who knows? Does Michael O'Leary send Christmas cards?
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it. You'd have to put a stamp on, wouldn't you?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Money.
You certainly wouldn't want to send cards from Ireland to England via...
Who?
Ryanair.
Oh, right.
Cost
I'm with you
fortune,
now, yeah.
Wouldn't it?
I'm with you, yeah. Well,
cost an
you.
Absolute fortune sending them via there.
Certainly would.
Yeah. So you definitely say that Christmas card thing doesn't happen.
Yeah. No, I think I'd agree with you there. Not a great deal else to talk about, really, Pimmers. We are in that lull now, aren't we, where the real top horses are being wrapped up in cotton wool, and as you said, the trainers are really really holding their breath. Anything else on your mind then as we approach the final couple of weeks countdown for the festival?
No, not particularly. I think, you know, everything's going tickety-boo. Fields on the all-weather are just cutting up a little bit now because we've had, you know, quite an intense sessions of that over the past couple of months. So, yeah, I think spring is just around the corner. And, you know, we can get the next few weeks out of the way, have hopefully a safe and successful Cheltenham, both jockeys and the equine stars. And then we look forward to the flats and the Grand National and then the days getting longer and night racing and the advent of that great big monster that racing's created in ladies' days. Oh, it's all beyond us, little fella.
Exactly.
All beyond us.
They'll be off in the brothels before we know it.
Ollie Mears on the Naismire on the 1st of July and stuff like that.
Are you going? You going, Pimmers?
Ollie Mears?
Yeah.
Doubtful.
You do like that kind of music?
Oh, I do, yeah. Don't get me singing. singing, little Sam.
No, I'm sure the listeners have had quite enough of that. We'll move on to Summer Fridays racing then in just a few moments' time. But in the meantime, we'll give you a quick recap of how you can get involved in a Cheltenham preview night.
The Yorkshire Racing Club Cheltenham Preview Night is on Tuesday, March the 7th at the Pudsey Liberal Club, starting at 7:45. The panel includes a man with 1,000 National Hunt winners under his belt, jockey Andrew Thornton, William Hill TV's Andy Holding, and pundit and pro gambler Andy Gibson as well, all hosted by Bill Warby. It should be a cracking night. For more details on the night, go to yorkshireracingclub.co.uk. There'll be William Hill free bets handed out on the night as well. So, Tuesday, March the 7th, 7:45 p.m, the Cheltenham Preview Night from the Yorkshire Racing Club at Pudsey Liberal Club.
Degree, inexperienced, no object, a novice, the first for 40 years, won the Gold Cup. Cody Gree beat Jack Adam. Third place for Road to Riches, Holywell on his own, many crowds.
What about that for a lineup then, Pimmers?
Oh, absolutely fabulous. I didn't know any names on there except Big Bill Warby.
You don't know Andy Holding?
You present who?
Andy Holding.
Related to Michael?
You what, sorry?
Related to Michael?
Related to Michael Holding, no.
No, okay. No, I don't know him then. No, but no right, Big Bill enough. Warby, good,
you know,
pal
him.
Of Bill's.
You know him, are you?
Yes, indeed, yeah. Yeah, exactly. He'll keep that panel of distinguished guests, allegedly, in order, I'm sure. Happy days. Pudsey as well.
Sure he
will.
Will
the bear be there?
Who knows? But yeah, it should be a very good night. Do get involved with that if you so choose. We'll move on though now, Pimmers, to take a look at four races.
This is going to be one of the longest
Friday.
Podcasts in history. You know that, don't you?
It's not going to be that long. Why? Have you got four big fancies?
I like to have four fancies. Never mind big ones. God, blimey.
Let's begin at Doncaster then with their 150. It's the opening race on the card. And obviously it's a handicap hurdle here. It's a class four event over an extended 2 mile trip. 13 of them go to post at time of recording. An intriguing little novice's heater.
Intriguing. Is that how you describe it?
I thought it was intriguing.
Intriguing. I thought it was very, very tricky.
Tricky, yeah.
Very tricky indeed.
That's what's so intriguing.
A lot of these horses disappointed on the last runs, to be fair. Many of them pulled up. So, again, it's a little bit trying to get your crystal ball out here and try and find a winner. And, again, I didn't know where to start, to be fair, Sam. Virtuoso's de Gue, again, that pulled up at Kempton last time out. That was behind at the fifth, so, you know, running no sort of race. The Phil Kirby horse pulled up before three out at Catterick last time. Ruler of the Nye pulled up at Hereford last time out. You know, a lot of these didn't get round on previous outings, so not a great deal to go on. If you're going to pin me down to one, I think I'd have to go for Monfas, the Rose Dobbin runner. Mm. Again, he's been running reasonably consistent of late. Again, fifth and nine, beaten a long way behind Gateway last time out. This will be his step into handicap company tomorrow. Off a mark of 105, possibly the handicapper has not overly burdened him there. And he would be a very, very tentative selection in what I feel is a very, very tricky little race, and more than likely an each-way selection.
OK, Monfast each way then for Pimmers in that 150 race at Doncaster. We go to Newbury now for their 315. This is a handicap chase. Class 3 event over 2 miles. Just six have lined up to take their chance in it, but most of these arriving in pretty good nick, Pimmers.
Yeah, I think this, compared to the other race, this is the opposite completely. Yeah. Other than Red Devil Star, who unseated last time we saw him, all coming to the race in the back of a good run. Palace de Moore was a good winner last time out, got a £7 penalty for that success when he beat Lightning Rod by 5 lengths. That was at Wetherby. And again, this time of year, Venetia Williams horses do often start running into to real form. Red Devil Star, as I say, unseated at Newbury last time out when he was badly hampered. But prior to that, his form was rock solid. Greyberg, trained by Nigel Hawke. Now, trying to remember, you might not remember either, but what did he win the National on? Nigel Hawke.
Oof, I wouldn't know.
Kenny Moons ago. Maybe we'll have to think about that one.
Barely a twinkle in the eye.
I would have thought so. Vision de Champs was a readied winner last time we saw him, but he's been a long time off the track. And again, the other horse that ran well enough in defeat was Lord Ben, who is a 12-year-old now, and he ran well enough when finishing third behind Streams of Whiskey. That was at Market Raisin. And Keep Moving again finished third when he was behind Unprofet. Admittedly beaten a long way on that occasion, but Unprofet is a horse that was in cracking form at the moment. And again, one or two little jumping errors on that occasion might have just hindered Keep Moving's chances. So again, competitive, despite there only being six and we're heading to post. And I'm going to take a chance with the top weight, Plaisir de Moore.
Plaisir de Moore, then, the choice for Pimmers, Seagram.
Seagram, well done you. Excellent. I knew he'd come back to you, just give me a little bit of time.
In the 91 Grand National.
91, was it? Yes, yeah, you weren't even thought of, were you then?
Minus three, I was.
Minus three, were you? Yeah. Goodness gracious
me. 3 years before my birth.
Happy days.
Let's go to Lingfield
now. 94. What won it in 94? But you can't remember, can you? Can go on. No. 94.
I can't remember what won in 94.
You will have been. When were you born?
94?
Yeah, no, but what month?
August.
Oh, no, well, it'd been run, hadn't it?
Yeah.
You maybe knew what the Ebor winner was that year, maybe.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the King George winner.
Yeah.
Remember that vividly.
Yeah.
Mini Homer.
Richard Dunwoody.
In the 94,
Happy days. Freddie Starr. Do you remember Freddie Starr? Comedian?
Yeah, only for his brief spell on I'm a Celebrity, though.
Ah, right,
okay. I don't remember him in his pomp.
Right. Okay. Oh, to be young.
From the Grand National to a race on the level at Lingfield, then, the 340. This is a Class 2 handicap racing over 7 furlongs here. It's the feature race of the day at Lingfield Park. Just shy of 12 grand is on offer to the winner here, Pimmers, and a decent bunch as well have lined up to contest this race. What did you make of it?
Smashing little race, I thought this. Very competitive. No, so it should be just short of 12 grand to the winner. That's the sort of prize money that we like to see on offer. I thought there was a couple of players here. Horsted Keynes, I thought, was interesting. Ran well at Newcastle not too long ago. And again, I thought Kadritzi was interesting. Dean Ivory runner, despite the burden of 9 stone 7, the top weight. I thought he ran okay last time we saw him 13 days ago. Secure ran well enough as well last time out when finishing third. And I was ahead of Kadritzi on that occasion. And I also thought that Chiron, who won this last year off a much higher mark, who's definitely dropping down the weights and visored for the first time tomorrow afternoon, may well take a hand in the finish again tomorrow afternoon. We've got a bit of girl power here. Jane Elliott aboard Chiron. Pearl Spectre, Josephine Gordon. Swiss Cross, Holly Doyle. But I'm going to go against all the girl power and side with Instringent, who I thought has been very tough, very competitive of late. And I think his run last time out behind My Target was a real solid run. And I think there could be a little bit more to come from Instringent.
intransigent then the choice for Pimmers. Andrew Balding and Rob Hornby teaming up with that one. We go back to Newbury then for the final race on today's podcast. This is the 4:55 contest, the handicap hurdle here, class 4 company, and we're racing over an extended 3-mile trip. 11 runners take their chance in this one. Anyone leaping off the page here?
Well, again, have you ever been on one?
Have I ever been on what, a horse?
No.
I don't know.
A rickety bridge.
Oh, right, the rickety bridge handicap hurdle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Have you ever been on one?
Yeah, I've been on a rickety bridge.
Yeah, I've been on one a number of times, actually.
You wouldn't be in a rush to go back on a rickety bridge,
but
would you?
Well, you wouldn't, but sometimes life takes you down that road, you know? The road to the rickety bridge.
We all have to cross rickety bridges at some point, don't we?
Sometime, indeed, yeah. This Cor Blimey, again, similar to the opening handicap hurdle that we had, very competitive. Obviously, these are a bit better quality. Kadoof ran well enough in defeat last time out for Charlie Longston. Don't know too much about his pilot, Mr. Jay Naylor. Bally Gilbert ran well in defeat when finishing second last time out. That was behind Any Drama at Market Raisin. Thomas Shelby ran okay for the Alan King Yard last time out, again when he finished fourth behind Captain's Book. That was over 2.5 at Kempton. Stepping up and trip tomorrow should do him no harm. Desert Retreat keeps knocking on the door doesn't quite open. Ran again well in defeat at Warwick over 3.2. So little step back in trip. Might's Desert Retreat there. We haven't seen Sebastian Beach for quite some time in the shape of 399 days. John Joe puts his son up, Mr. Young Joe. John Joe O'Neill.
John Joe Jr.
And he's getting a few rides, the young lad, now, and he's riding a few winners. And he looks well capable too. So I'm sure he's going to be able to give it a good fist, having got the connections he's got. So Sebastian Beach could be interesting, but I would say the absence might be a little bit long for him. And the other one that I thought was right down the bottom, Globalisation, who pieces him in the tongue tie on. It's 117 days since we last saw this fella, but he won at Foss Lass back then. And again, he could well be a player with young Jonathan Moore taking a valuable £3 off his back. So again, to finish proceedings, it's very, very tricky indeed. And if you're going to nail my colours to the mast, I'm going to take a little chance, again, looking for value, Globalisation.
Globalisation then, one down the bottom for Rebecca Curtis. Gets the nod in at 4:55 at Newbury. Just give us a quick recap then, please, if you would be so kind, Pimmers, of your 4 selections for Friday's racing.
I will indeed. And we start with that tricky handicap hurdle at Doncaster. And I'm siding with Monfass to Newbury for the 2-mile handicap chase. I'm going to go with Plaisir d'Amour. On the artificial surface at Lingfield in their very competitive handicap at 3:40 intransigent. And finally at Newbury in the rickety bridge over troubled water. And I'm going to go for Globalisation.
Thank you very much, Chris Pimlott's thoughts then ahead of Friday's action. Pimmers, thank you for that. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Best of luck with the action and hope you enjoy it.
Can't wait.
And remember, you can tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. on Friday afternoon with Gordon Brown, Ross Briley and Paddy Aspel guiding you through all 5 meetings, Newbury, Doncaster, Lingfield, Newcastle and Dundalk on the agenda. Best of luck with anything you're backing over the next few days.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.